Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that you are here with us, Father God, for two or three are gathered in your name. You are in our midst. Thank you, Father. And the Holy Spirit is with us always. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to help me bring forth your word, Father God. The Holy Spirit is the great teacher. I just let him teach. And Lord, I ask you to give listening hearts, ears, and minds to your children, Father, to receive what the Holy Spirit is teaching tonight. And I praise you and I thank you. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to start with a little funny. Okay. Just a little funny. Okay, this was in the bulletin of this particular church. Okay. The class on prophecy has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. Now, this is not our pastor, but this was a pastor's blooper. It was a blooper. I always wanted to be a pilgrim on the Mayflower and to be thrilled to catch that first glimpse of the New York skyline. Hallelujah. I'm teaching on the importance of the local church. Now, in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, it says, to the church of God at Corinth. Now, Paul writes all these epistles, all these letters, and listen to this. 2 Thessalonians 1:1, he says, to the church of the Thessalonians. Then, in Colossians 4:16, he says, now see that it is read also to the church of the Laodiceans. Paul started some of his letters and ended them like that. He started churches everywhere he went. That's what he did. He started churches here, everybody. You know, because you can't have one big fat church. You can't, you know. Okay. And everybody come to you. You can't do that. We're too far away. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that is just God's plan. It is God's plan, not man's plan. It is God's plan to have strong local churches. When you are hooked up to a local church, there is safety. It is your safe place. Okay. It is God's plan to build strong local churches where his word, his presence, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit are in full manifestation. It's like a spiritual treasury. You need to be a part of what God is doing on the earth, in and through his local church. God has gifted the pastor to feed you spiritually, and he surely has gifted him to support y'all in prayer, which, believe me, our pastor does. But I mean, all pastors should do. But he really supports us in prayer and feeds us very good. Just like natural food feeds your strength for your body, well, you got to have spiritual food, and that's the word. Okay. In the local church, you can get your babies dedicated to the Lord. You can get funerals performed for your loved ones. You can get in your family people married at that church. So you see, it is indeed a spiritual treasury. Okay. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12:18, God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. Now, I love the Voice Bible on this, the Voice Bible. God has meticulously put this body together. He placed each part in the exact place to perform the exact function he wanted, how it pleased him. Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. As Pastor says, I'm going to camp here just for a minute. Okay. Now think about this now, y'all. He says, joined and knit together, that is God's plan, that we, each local church is joined and knit together by what each joint supplies. Juan plays the drums. We have some great cooks here. We have intercessors here. We have evangelists. You know, all the things that y'all do, you know, you're all knit together with each joint supplying. Now listen to this. Okay, now listen to this. And it goes on to say, every part does its share, causes growth. I just clumped that together. Every part doing its share causes growth of the body. So, sounds to me like everybody should be doing their share, and I don't care how teeny it is or how big it is. Everybody should be doing their share. Okay. Okay. In this local church family, and that's what God calls it, a family, you each have a supply. That supply is for others. Jesus served others. When we all come together, you may not think you matter, which I know a lot of people say, I left the church, blah, 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 blah. And it didn't get nothing. Wait a minute. When we all come together, you may not think you matter, but God said you do. And God seen you there that morning or that night. You may just smile at someone there, or say some encouraging thing, maybe a compliment or something like that on their jewelry or clothes or whatever, you know. I notice things like that, you know. But anyways, that was your supply that day at your local church. Tiny, it can be big or tiny, but it was your supply that day. You are a supply. Remember that when you go home, you are a supply. No, I don't know where I got this from, Pastor. No one can do all things, but someone can do something. Yes. Is that right? Okay, thank you. Okay. What if someone needed your supply and you decided to sleep in that day? You are an important part of a local church. The word you hear in your local church service, after service, after service, after service, it has a cumulative effect. God is working effectually on your behalf. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The word of God is effectually at work in you. You know, you take a multivitamin, you know, every day, you know. But it don't work immediately. It is that cumulative effect. That's right. Okay. Okay, Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love that scripture because I don't want him giving up on me because I need it bad. I just want to say I need it bad. And I'm just going to throw this in. Okay, 1 Peter 1:5 says, we are kept by the power of God. That grace, that wonderful grace, which I have really not got down pat at all, y'all, but that wonderful grace. He just don't give up on you. He just don't give up on you. Okay. I'll see if I can get this straight. He told me one day that he says, when he makes, like when you, never mind, I can't get it, okay. It's flying around there somewhere. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, the family of God as a whole, and in your local church, spiritual family. You have a natural family, you have a spiritual family. That is the way God set it up. Okay. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9, it says, "But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another." Just open yourselves up and let him teach you. Okay. And remember, love is long-suffering. Y'all don't need that, but I needed that. Love is long-suffering. We are to tolerate each other. Sometimes it's hard even in your own natural family, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's hard on your flesh, you know. Okay, the OI, I don't want to routine, okay? Okay, we do overlook most of our natural family's faults, being patient with imperfect people. Also in your spiritual family at your local church. Okay, now listen, I'm going somewhere, I'm sure. Okay, let me know when I get there. Okay. Romans 12:10. The Passion Translation says, "Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Make allowances for each other's faults." Now, what the pastors have to say in their messages greatly affects you and your destiny. God has the next little direction for your life in those messages. It is to your benefit to be in all services. Okay, and we know you can't, but I mean, you should try. Okay. Pray for the pastor to hear from God. It is to your benefit. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the words of God which you heard from us, and you welcomed it, not as a word from men, but as it is truth, the word of God." You receive the word of God through your pastors. And it says it effectually works in you who believe. Okay. Okay, now I was just thinking, about this sermon. Okay. Now sometimes I think we forget to remember. We forget to remember. Remember where you could have been if it wasn't for God. Remember how God, through Christ, pulled you out of sin and washed you white as snow. Remember he protected you, provided for you, placed his hand upon your life, blessing your children and your children's children, and everything you put your hands to, and that's Deuteronomy 28:8. Everything you put your hands to, he says, I will command a blessing. Remember, and you maybe might forget, remember how he moved mountains for you, how he has restored your heart and mind and soul and gave you strength when you were weak and hope, and gave you strength when you were weak, gave you hope when you were in despair, and gave you comfort in the times of sorrow, and had prayers raised up for you in times of trouble, Bean, and many other people here. Sometimes we forget to rejoice in the joy of our salvation. Now listen to this. Knowing all these things, remember all the things he's done for you, we should honor his word, which says, "Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together at your local church." In honor of the Lord Jesus Christ, in honor of him. Proverbs 28:20, I'm moving on to something, I think. "The faithful man shall abound in blessings." Faithful to stay hooked up to your local church. Faithful to come to the services. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Remember that word. You're a supply and be faithful. Okay. because the faithful man abounds. It does not say they trickle in, abounds in blessings. Faithful is faithful in whatever area you are serving in your church. Faithful in tithing, faithful to help when help is needed at the moment, especially this coming up festival. Okay. Remember to be here and be a help and be faithful. If you say you're going to do it, do it. And if you can't, call the head, which is Amy, call him. Okay. The Voice Bible says in Romans 12:11, do not be slack in faithfulness. Do not slack in your faithfulness. The faithful shall abound in blessings. And you may say, well, I really didn't get anything out of that teaching. But God's seen your faithfulness, you see. And that's all that matters. God's seen your faithfulness to come to that service. Okay. I got a testimony. I remember it was 20-minute drive to my church from Enterprise to Ozark. And it was a night, so what it was just intercession. It was just intercession, okay. And I'm telling you, these older women, boy, they were getting Holy Spirit, hot off the press, Holy Spirit words. You understand what I mean? And I'm thinking to myself, boy, I'm getting nothing here. I'm like, what am I contributing? I mean, Lord. So I walked out in the parking lot and I says, Lord, I'm not contributing nothing out of that, you know. And he said these words to me, who can know my infinite wisdom? And I knew in my knower, you know in your knower, keep being faithful. I knew it. Keep being faithful. Okay. Faithfulness causes suddenlies.
That's right.
I'm telling you it. I got one. In 1998, I got a suddenly. Listen to this. Suddenly, I had a new husband. A new house, a new car, new clothes. I didn't have to work anymore, and I had money in my wallet. I had a suddenly. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Just remember faithfulness. I heard one time from somebody that faithfulness is God's crowbar. You know, crowbars open things. They open doors. Hallelujah. Okay. Proverbs 28:20. Okay, that's, I'm sorry. 28:20, Proverbs, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. So listen to this. So Ish got a suddenly last Sunday night at the fellowship dinner. The pastors and the church presented him with a Apple Watch, which he's really thrilled over. Okay. And a large frame picture of him and me. But I mean, it was a happy, happy blessing. Okay. God told him, the faithful shall flourish. Now listen to this. Believe it or not, it's this in the Bible. Stir yourself up to be faithful. Okay, listen. Say out of your mouth, I'm faithful to be hooked up to my church. Remember God said, let the weak say I am strong, or you're weak as can be. But say you're strong, okay? So I say, I'm faithful to be stirred up to my local church. I'm faithful. I'm stirred up to be faithful to my church. Okay. Now, the other day, I had to say, I'm full of joy. I have joy like an ocean. I didn't feel a drop of joy. I mean, we're dry. But I stirred myself up. Finally, I got some joy because I stirred myself up. And God says, stir yourself. I didn't look up that scripture, but it does say, stir yourself up, okay?
That's right.
Stir yourself up to be faithful.
That's right.
Okay. Your spirit is created to respond to a decision. I love that. I got that from Copeland. Okay. He says, that's just the way your spirit is made. So make a decision. Make a decision. I will be faithful to my local church. I will be faithful to my church. Speak it out of your mouth. It has to be spoken out of your mouth. Okay, now, getting into your local church about fellowshipping. Okay, something happens around a dinner table that will never happen in a church service. In a church sanctuary, you see only the backs of heads. Around a table, you see the expression on faces. You shouldn't talk in church, in the church service, but around the table, everybody can talk. Okay. Sometimes your answer to a question in your heart will be right there at the fellowship table. And that's happened to me. And maybe even a connection you could make that you need about getting a job. Fellowship builds trust. Trusting in one another. Okay. Here at our church, the ladies' fellowship is available to all ladies 20 and over, second Tuesday in every month. Then there is the old codger. Oh, no, I'm not no codgers. Okay. There is the over 50 fellowship on Friday, first Friday every other month. Okay. Okay. Over 50. Okay. Then there is our monthly dinner, the last Sunday night in the month. See, we get to know each other in fellowship dinners. Okay. Now, I got to know Joanne Ivy. She has two children. One is married with a daughter, Madison, and a son, Michael. Okay. And she has a son named Jason. He's single. Okay. And I'm good looking, too. Okay. And he's about 40-ish, something like that. Anyways. But I mean, you get to know people that you wouldn't in your church service. You know, go to the fellowship, or take time after church. I'm telling you again, this is God's plan. Fellowshipping with each other, it is our spiritual family. It's our spiritual family. It is God's plan. We have the church directory. On most of our phones at the church, we have a church directory. I mean, you can go through there, and if you don't, you know, you can see somebody in church. I think it's Ish, but I mean, you can go and get it on there. And then, you know, when you want a phone call or something, just look up the people. Number one, it has the picture of the faces, which is great. And then you get their name, you get their number, you get their address if you want to send them a card or call them or text them. You know what I mean? And then, or if you know someone is one of the intercessors, you can text them or something and have them, you know, that's fellowshipping because it's on the phone. Excuse me. Okay. Again, Colossians 3:13-14. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must also forgive others. And this is the end, okay? Okay. Last week in our bulletin, we have these little things in our bulletin. It says, finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other. As brothers and sisters, be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. And it says 1 Peter 3:8. I like that. And the end is, unless I ended before I know it. Okay. Above all, God says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. God needs unity. You know, unity is powerful. He wants us in one mind, in one accord. He can do great things when we are in harmony and unity. Remember that, y'all. You are a supply. Be faithful. And, you know, and we all have different opinions. We all have different ideas on things, you know. But God says, just overlook that and please come into unity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very, very important, unity. Hallelujah. I'm done. I'm tired.